Two Canadian university faculty groups are speaking out against the appointment of former Conservative MP James Moore as the Chancellor of the University of Northern British Columbia. The Confederation of University Faculty Associations of BC and the Canadian Association of University Teachers want BC's Advanced Education Minister to review the hire. Moore's hiring has sparked a controversy at the university, but the school's board remains steadfast, saying Moore is the right man for the job. David Robinson joins me on the line now for more on this story. He is the executive director of the Canadian Association of University Teachers. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why are you calling on Minister Andrew Wilkinson to investigate this appointment?
Well, we think there's been, on the surface, it looks like there's been a violation of the University Act in British Columbia. The University Act gives the power to the board to appoint a chancellor, but the board has to consult with the University Senate, which is sort of the body composed of faculty and students, to get their advice on the appointment as well. That clearly wasn't the case here. In fact, the Senate in December issued a motion saying that they were opposed to the appointment strictly because they weren't consulted.
The chair of the Board of Governors has said previously that, and I'm going to quote here, he says, "We feel we met the standard we needed to meet as laid out by the University Act." So you disagree with that, I take it?
I think in other cases where this has come up, in legal terms, consult means more than just inform, which would appear to have what has been the case at UNBC. The Senate was simply informed, this is our decision and this is who we're going to appoint. Consultation means meaningful consultation. I think this is really important, too, because the chancellor of the university is really the ambassador of the university, and someone, I think, who should embody the values and ideals of the university, and that's why it's so important to consult with the constituent bodies within the university, the faculty and students, to make sure it's the right fit, it's the right person for the job.
And you believe James Moore is not the right fit, is that right?
Well, there's certainly, we hear from a lot of our members at UNBC, and in fact across the country, who certainly raised their eyebrows when they heard about the appointment, and many of them are quite concerned about it because, Moore came from a conservative federal government that was well known not to be a friend to the academic sector and to science. We saw major cutbacks to research funding. We saw the muzzling of government scientists. And so some people think if this was someone who was at the cabinet table when these decisions were being made, is that the best ambassador to have for the university? Maybe not.
Does he have some merits in being in that position? He is a graduate of the school, for instance.
Well, I think I really don't know much about it, but I think that's why consultation with the Senate may have avoided some of these problems. I think people have gotten really miffed about it because there wasn't consultation, that there wasn't an explanation about why the board felt this was the best fit. And I think because of that, people are up in arms now. And so I think having that dialogue earlier on might have avoided a lot of the controversy we have right now.
Do you think this particular case speaks to any other larger trends you're seeing at universities?
Well, I mean, I think it does speak to an increasing trend in the university sector for the boards to essentially sideline other voices on campus, to sideline the voices of faculty, to sideline the voices of students. We saw it at UBC in the controversy over the departure of the former president, which happened behind closed doors, sort of 5 o'clock Friday afternoon press release announcing it. That kind of secrecy runs against the tradition that we've seen historically within university governance of a more open and transparent democratic structure, and something that we do see across the country is quite worrying.
Is it possible those days, even if it is worrying, may have come and gone, that universities are crunched for money at points and perhaps they need to operate more as a business, and if this was a good decision on behalf of the university, thought the board, then they should go ahead with it?
Well, I think there's always a danger that those kind of short-term considerations trump everything else, but once you sideline the Senate's, the faculty, students, I mean, you essentially rip the academic soul out of the university. You sacrifice academic integrity. And without integrity, our universities have nothing. So I think that kind of short-sighted vision really runs contrary to what a university should be, which is a public institution that's responsive to and reflective of a broad and diverse community.
Tell us a little bit more about what you'd like then. I know you want an independent arm's length investigation into this appointment. How would that work?
Well, I think we're just calling on the minister at this point to look at the University Act and to see whether or not the spirit or even the letter of the law was broken in this particular case, and to maybe give a sense of greater clarity to our institutions about what consultation actually means. We know we had a controversy at Capilano University a couple of years ago, where once again the board made a decision, didn't consult with the Senate. It went to the BC Supreme Court. The court ruled very clearly in that case that consultation is more than just informing. It does mean engaging in dialogue and conversation. That didn't happen in this case, and we think it's important for the minister to show some leadership as the person responsible for the portfolio and to say this is not how you should be running universities.
Ultimately, would you hope that James Moore is no longer in this position?
Well, I leave that to the people locally. I think ultimately what I would like to see is a much clearer sense of what governance is at our institutions. I think we do have a crisis of governance, not just in British Columbia, but across the country. I do think it's up to the community at UNBC to decide whether they think that James Moore is the appropriate person. What's happened in this case is a small group of people on the board have made that decision for everybody else.
Okay. David Robinson, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.